If you have your Bibles, turn with me, please, to the book of Thessalonians. Second Thessalonians. Second Thessalonians. We'll be in chapter 1 today. Second Thessalonians, chapter 1. Thank you, Sister Donna. That was a blessing. Amen. It's not time to hang our harps on the willow. Amen. It's time to rejoice. Look up, youngins. He's coming. Amen. Let's stand in reverence to the Word of God this morning. I want to read a text and then bring the message the Lord has put on my heart. I'll tell you a little story. And that story would go like this. Preachers, maybe others wouldn't know what I'm about to say, but preachers, every once in a while, God gives them something and they try to save it. And that's what I was doing. I was trying to save it. You'll understand, I wanted to save it for Thanksgiving. I wanted to save it so bad. But y'all remember, I've told you this before. I've told the Lord, don't do me like you did Paul. Don't show me something and then tell me I can't tell it. Amen. You just might as well kill me. Amen. And I tried and I struggled and I tried. I tried that, Lord, what do you want me to preach today? Finally, this morning, about 7 o'clock, he said, I told you a week ago. Amen. So I ain't going to get to save it. I'm going to have to preach it this morning. The Bible said, Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians, in God our Father, in the Lord Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now here's where the Lord spoke to my heart. Verse 3, we're bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth, so that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith and all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you also suffer, seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you, and to know and to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Wherefore also we pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of the Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and ye in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. You can be seated. Pray with me, please. Father, thank you this morning for the precious old book, the Bible. Lord, in our generation, many are turning from the book. Thank you for a remnant of people, Lord, that are still turning to the book. I pray, Father, this morning that you would clothe us in our calling. Help us, our Lord. Make us a blessing, our Lord, to our people. Lord, I kind of sense this morning, a dampened spirit among us. Lord, I know that people are battling different things. I know that there are folk among us that are grieving. I know, Lord, there are folk among us, Lord, that are very concerned. Text message very, very early this morning, Lord, from a lady that she's not here today, but Lord, she's struggling and she's having problems. And God, I know that there is trouble on every hand. But Lord, I pray you'd help us this morning in this message. Tune our hearts, our Father, towards home. Lord, this world's not our home. I pray, God, you'd give us the victory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you for being here today. I want to preach this morning for a little while on this subject, we're bound to thank God. I want to say by way of introduction that the second epistles, you have 2 Timothy, 2 Thessalonians, 2 Peter, they're addressing apostasy. And apostasy is, to wrap it up in a sentence, is turning your back on revealed truth. And in America, beloved, we're not ignorant. We're turning our back on revealed truth. And we're living in a day, beloved, when good is evil, according to some, and evil is good. But according to God, good is still good, and evil is still evil. Amen. Up is still up. Down is still down. He's still making them male and female. Amen. The world might be all mixed up about things. But today, what God wants to encourage our hearts with is to help us with this, where Paul, right in the middle of it all, beloved, I want to say this morning, I say it respectfully and reverently, but I believe having suffered much worse than we have suffered in our generation, said we're bound to give thanks. We're bound to give thanks. I believe one of the things, beloved, that brings about a revival spirit is the spirit of thankfulness. A spirit of thankfulness among God's people. If we're not careful, we begin to take things for granted. We'll take our home for granted. We'll take our marriage for granted. We'll take our church for granted. We'll take a meal for granted. Amen? We'll take our country for granted. Am I right or am I wrong? We'll take our Bible for granted. It lays closed from day to day. Instead of being opened, instead of being read, instead of being studied, instead of being memorized. So if we're not careful, beloved, we'll fail in this area of thanking God. Let me just say this. I've noticed in my Christian experience, I was saved when I was 27 years old in 1987, in February, I was saved. And there's something that I've noticed in Christianity. I've been in meetings with the Rock of Ages. I've been in other meetings, where God's people got together. There's two things that just seems to me like always causes God to show up. How many knows what I just said when God just shows up and shows out, amen, in a meeting? One of those things is the spirit of thanksgiving when people just begin. Have you ever been in a meeting where a teenager would go to their mom and hug her mom's neck and say, thank you for being my mom? Or go to their dad and say, thank you for being my dad. Thank you for raising me the way you're... I'm telling you, beloved, listen. Thanksgiving, the Bible said just across the page in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So when we're not being thankful, we're going against the will of God for our life. Beloved, I'm telling you, listen, you and I have been blessed. And listen, our country has problems, but we're still blessed in the midst of it all. In Paul's day, he was struggling and having problems physically, dealing with the churches. He had a lot on him. But in the middle of it all, he said, I'm bound to thank God. And then he used the word always for you. Amen. And I think it's important that we have that spirit of thanksgiving. The other thing that I've seen God just show up is the spirit of giving. I remember one time when we were in a meeting with Brother Garris, and they were trying to pay Brother Garris's house off, and it was a little over $80,000. And you say, all you got there is a bunch of missionaries that are just trying to scrape it together. But I'm going to tell you something right now. There's something in the Word of God called faith. Amen? And when you can believe God, amen, God will meet the need. That's what I'm doing for Brother Don. I'm going to help him believe God, amen. I want our church to be a part of that. Wouldn't that be wonderful to get home, have some little Filipino youngins around us saying thank you for helping Brother Don build a church in the Philippines? I think it'd be a wonderful thing, amen. We can't afford, beloved, to be selfish. We need to be giving, and you let God's people begin to give, and God just shows up. But here today, I'm going to give you the message the Lord spoke to my heart about in chapter number 1. We're bound to give thanks. First of all, today, I just give you these things, and I hope and pray that it'll be a blessing. We ought to thank God because of the Father. You say, Pastor, what do you mean? Well, you've got Paul, you've got Salvanus, you've got Timotheus writing to the church. He said, grace to you and peace from God our Father. I'm telling you, we take this for granted. Beloved, listen, if you've prayed this morning, then you prayed and you probably started our Father. You talk to the Heavenly Father in Jesus' name. Say amen. And beloved, listen, we don't need to take for granted that you say, Pastor, I didn't pray this morning. Then you're taking the throne of grace for granted. Amen. We ought to approach the throne of grace. We're living in a time of need. We need mercy. We need to obtain grace to help in this time of need. And the Bible talks about the Father. Look in verse number 3. The Bible said here, the brethren. You say, Pastor, what do you mean, brethren? That means we all have the same Father. And Lee, I want to tell you, it's a blessing to see you. I was burdened about you Friday. I didn't know. I hadn't heard. I didn't know what was going on. But it's just good to see you. Amen. I know you're working a lot, and I appreciate you. But I get concerned. Amen. And we ought to be concerned when we look around the church. But listen, we that are saved all have the same Heavenly Father. And we ought to thank God this morning that He put us in His family. Amen. Gave us a purpose in life. We have a job to do, and we need to get at it for the glory of God, because He is our Father. I don't know about you this morning. I don't deserve that. I know that. And I know this. None of us deserve that. But there ought to be a spirit of thankfulness just because He is our Father. Beloved, let me give you this secondly today in the message, because it's fitting. You say, Preacher, where did you get that? The Word of God said, we're bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet. Let me just say something to you. You can't hold a grudge against somebody you're praying for. What do you mean, preacher? He said here, it's meet. What's that mean? It means it's fitting. It means, beloved, that's becoming of a child of God. I'm going to tell you something right now. If you're praying for somebody, you can't be mad at them. Say amen. I'm just telling you, beloved, if you're praying for them, and you and I that are saved by the grace of God and have somebody that's praying for us are a blessed people. And the Word of God said that it's meet. Paul said, I'm bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet. I don't know about you, but I think the child of God understands that when you walk with God a little while, there's some things that fit, and there's some things that don't fit. Amen? And that old spirit of grumpiness and grouchiness, that don't fit on the child of God. Amen? God wants us to be a thankful people. He wants us to look down at a peanut butter cracker and thank Him for that, just like we would a steak. Say amen? There's people in the world that give anything to have a clean peanut butter cracker and a glass of milk to go with it. Amen? I'm just telling you this morning, beloved, we need to thank God. Paul said we're bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet. It's fitting. I don't know about you, but I thank God this morning that we have that spirit of thankfulness in our heart as the children of God. Look at verse number 3 and verse number 4 with me. Not only do we need to give thanks because of our Father, because it's fitting for the child of God, but we need to give thanks because of our faith. The Word of God said here, because your faith groweth exceedingly. We were teaching this morning in the teen class, and we were talking about adding to our faith. You don't add to your faith with this book closed. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. When you open this book, then God begins to add to your faith. Then you can build on that foundation of knowing Christ as your Savior. And Brother Les, I'm not picking on you this morning. Brother, we've got to get in this book. Amen. It's more than just being saved. It's more than just being right with God. God wants to take our life and make it a blessing to somebody else. And God wants to increase our faith. And He can do that as we open the Word of God. The Bible said here in verse 3, because your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. Paul is just so blessed. When he looks at the church at Thessalonica,
He sees them loving one another. He sees their faith increasing. Amen. And it blesses his heart. And he said, I'm bound to give thanks. And then in verse number 4, he said, so that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure. I want to tell you something tonight. We don't need to wait, beloved, on persecution to get this book open. We don't need to wait on tribulation to get this book open. Beloved, listen, we need to be strong when it comes. Amen. And it's coming. I believe that with all of my heart. And the church here at Thessalonica, Paul said, I'm bound to thank God always for you. I wonder sometimes, beloved, listen, when you think of God's people, what goes on in your heart? What really goes on in your heart? Beloved, listen, there ought to be a spirit of thankfulness. We ought to thank God that we have each other, praying for each other, standing with each other, amen, helping one another in this day and hour that we live in. I believe we're bound to thank God for the Father because it's fitting, bound to thank God because of our faith, beloved. But I want to give you this. This might seem unusual, but I think we should be thanking God because of the foe. You say, preacher, what do you mean? I'm talking about the enemy. Beloved, you say, pastor, why should we thank God because of the enemy? Let me just give you the first thought that's on my heart. Beloved, I don't belong to him anymore. Amen. Jesus told that outfit. He said, you're of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father will you do. I'm glad when I got saved, I changed daddies. Amen. I now have a heavenly father. I changed teams. Amen. I thank God, beloved, listen, that I'm on the winning side. I have the victory that comes from Calvary and the Lord Jesus Christ giving his life. But the Bible said here, which is a manifest token. Well, verse number 4, he talked about the persecution, the tribulation that you endure. In verse number 6, he said, it's a righteous thing for God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. You say, pastor, why would you thank God for those and the things that trouble you? That just lets you know, thank God, you're on the right side. Amen. You're going in a different direction than they're going in. Amen. And we're with the Lord, on the Lord's side. Moses said one time, who is on the Lord's side? Look at verse number 6 there. He said, the tribulation them that trouble you. Verse 7, you that are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. Verse number 8, he said, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God. I'm telling you, we're living in a generation where God is being mocked. His people are being mocked. His word is being mocked. But beloved, it's not going to go on forever. Amen. I praise God and thank God the foe, one day the enemy is going to be put where the enemy deserves to be put. And beloved, listen, you and I by faith ought to shout right there. Not only, beloved, the devil, not only this world, but thank God this flesh that we contend with every day will be put down once and for all. Amen. We'll have a new body. Praise the Lord, we'll have a new life. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. What would it be like, beloved, to wake up one day and know that you could never be with him? You could never be like him. You could never, beloved, live with him forever. I'm telling you, beloved, you and I that are saved by the grace of God, we ought to thank God that we'll never experience that day. He said, I'll go with you all the way, even to the end of the world. And beloved, when we get to the end of the world, then we're just going home. Say amen. To live with him forever and forever and forever. I don't know about you, but I'm glad I can thank God because of the Father. Because it's fitting, because of the faith that God has given us. Faith is a gift from God. For by grace are you saved through faith. That not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And we can thank God because of the foe. But then I give you this, this morning, we need to be thanking God, bound to thank God because of the future. Look in verse number 7 with me, please. And to you who are troubled, rest with us. Paul said we need to rest. We don't need to rest from the work. We need to rest in the work. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. I believe, beloved, you and I have a future that's out of this world. The Bible teaches us here that Jesus is coming again. Look at verse number 10. When he shall come to be glorified in his saints. You know, I don't know about you. I think about things that are used to be kind of important. Right now, I have a shelf in my building up there, and really it's a memorial of more the time that I spent with my son. He and I used to shoot in archery tournaments together, and there's trophies on the shelf. They're dusty. They've got cobwebs all over them and all of that, and it'll tell where it was at and what the date was. And my son, he shot in what they called the Cubs. He was 10 years old, 11, 12 years old, and I was shooting with the men. And I'm not saying this boastfully, but we weren't a bad shot. We went to Union Grove, North Carolina, and they had over 1,100 shooters in that tournament. He placed third in the Cubs, and I placed third in the adult men. That's not bad. Say amen. I said say amen. But you know what I believe? Just like that boy of mine, we'd come out of there. And by the way, you spend a lot of money to come out of there with a plastic trophy. Amen. But it meant a lot to him. I'm going to tell you something right now. I believe God wants you and I to be. What the Bible say right there? His glory. Look at it with me. When he shall come to be glorified. Watch this. In his saints. I believe there's coming a day. Oh, yes, we're troubled now. We're going through things now. But there's coming a day when God wants to take his youngins and just set them up there and say, I want you to look at the trophy of my grace. I want you to see what the grace of God accomplished in this individual's life, amen. When the enemy thought they had them, I pulled them out of the muck and the mire and used them for my honor and for my glory. When he shall come to be glorified in the saints and to be admired in all them that believe. Beloved, God is going to be admired. We're going to bow. We're going to praise him. We're going to worship him because our testimony was believed in that day. Look at verse 11. What a future we have as the children of God. He said, wherefore also we pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of his calling to fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power. I'm telling you, beloved, listen, God is coming. Jesus is going to come and get us. And when he does, the Bible said that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you. He said it again, and ye in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus. I don't know about you, beloved, but I've read about a place over in the book of Revelation where there's no more death. I've read about a place where there's no more pain. I've read about a place... where there's no more sorrow. I've read about a place where nothing enters in that defiles. I don't know about you, but that sounds like a place where I want to go. Amen. I've read about a place that don't need electricity and won't have to worry about heavenly warming. Say amen. I'm telling you, beloved, I've read about a place where Jesus Christ himself is the light of that city. I've read about a place where it's 1,500 miles that away and that away and that away. And there's one street of transparent gold. I've read about that place. I'm going to that place. You say, Pastor, I don't understand why we need the church, why we need missions. I'll tell you why. To fulfill his will. Not only do I want to go to that place, but God wants me to go to that place. And people that are going to that place want others to go to that place with them when they leave this world. I don't know about you, but I thank God for the future that we have as the children of God. Turn with me to Revelation chapter number 19 for just a moment. Revelation chapter number 19. The Bible said in verse number 7, let us be glad and rejoice. I'm going to ask you something, beloved. Listen, when's the last time you thank God? Listen, that you have a home in heaven. When's the last time you thank God? Listen, when we have pain down here, somebody ought to just stop and thank God we're going to a place where we won't have any more pain. When we have sorrow down here, somebody ought to just stop and thank God that we're going to a place where we'll have no more sorrow. When the enemy confronts us down here, we ought to thank God we're going to a place where the enemy cannot go. We're going to a place called heaven. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and the wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, that the Bible said clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And he saith unto me, write, blessed are they which are called into the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said, see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. He said, worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Beloved, I'm telling you, we're going home. And listen, we ought to be thankful, not just when we get there. We ought to be thankful on the way. Paul said, I'm bound to give thanks always for you. Revelation 21, I saw a new heaven, a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. There was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them. They shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. I want you to understand today, beloved, that if we're not being thankful, we're not fulfilling the will of God for our lives. God wants us to thank Him for one another. Thank Him for being our Father. Thank Him for the faith that we have. Thank Him, beloved, that the day is coming when the foe will be no more. The foe will be put away. And thank Him that we have a future, a home in heaven that outshines the sun. The Bible said here, over in chapter 22, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. Would you come? Let me ask you something. You know, if I was invited today, there's places I would probably, if I was invited, I would wonder why I was invited. Because I would wonder how I would fit in that place. I don't really fit good in those places where you got to know which fork to use. Say amen. And you got to know how to put your napkin in your lap. I always thought it was to wipe your face with. Say amen. But anyway, there's a lot I don't know about the fancy stuff. But I've been invited to a place where I'm going to fit. When I sit down there at that meal, the marriage of the Lamb. You say, Pastor, why are you reading verse 17? Because I want you to go. I'd love for you to sit beside me. I'd love for you to sit beside all the saints of God at the marriage of the Lamb. Let him that heareth say, come. Let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. He said, I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues. Jesus said in verse 20, he which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. The question is this, are you ready? Are you ready? Beloved, listen, when he comes, it's too late to get ready. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, Jesus is coming. Are you ready? I don't know about you, but I thank God. I can stand here today and say I'm ready. Not because of me, but because of Calvary. Not because of what I've done, but because of what he's done for me. And because of that precious blood that washed away my sin. I hope today that maybe in this invitation, we'll have a time of invitation. Maybe you could go to some saint of God and say, brother or sister, I thank God for you. Maybe you could go to your mom or your dad and say, it's been a long time, but I want you to know how much I appreciate you and I thank God for you. I'm going to tell you today, beloved, listen, Pastor Appreciation Month, I just wish it wasn't about Pastor. You know what Paul rejoiced in? Looking out there. Paul's not rejoicing in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 because they're loving on him. He's rejoicing because they're loving on one another. He said, I'm bound to thank God. I'm bound. You that are moms and dads, you know what it is. Brother Les, you have children? How many you got, brother? Got two boys? Then I know the answer to this. Have you ever seen them fuss? Quite a bit. Yeah. But I'll tell you this, it's a blessing for a parent to see them hug one another. And maybe they've had a difference or a disagreement. See them get it right with one another. It's a blessing, amen? And the blessing far outweighs anything else. Let's pray together. Father, thank you today for the Word of God. Thank you for the Apostle Paul. Lord, I pray today someone would raise up in their spirit and say with Paul, we're bound to give thanks. Maybe somebody's going through a rough time and Lord, they can just say, thank you, God. They're going to last forever. Lord, we're going home. And I pray, Lord, in this invitation that we would each one just mind you, our Father. And Lord, that you would just make it a special time. Lord, a time where you would look down as our Heavenly Father, as Paul did on the church at Thessalonica, that you'd look down and be pleased, that you'd look down, Lord, and say, I'm bound to give thanks. Lord, we love you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for our people. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Help us, we pray. Forgive us, our God, for our sin, our shortcomings. Forgive us, our God, for those times, our Lord, when we've been a complainer and, Lord, murmured when we should have been giving you thanks. God, give us the help we need. Help us to mind you. In Jesus' name, let's stand together this morning.